I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys morning show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys morning show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
Winger Wednesday.
Hell yeah.
We did Wheeler Walker Jr. earlier for Fat Boys Rejoins today. And then they're all W for Wednesday, and now we got Winger. But that was the new, the world premiere, the radio.com world premiere of the latest from Pearl Jam called Dance of the Clairvoyants.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, I didn't like it.
I didn't either.
That was awful.
I like the beat of it.
Yeah.
If Dracula was a musical, that was the song it would use.
There was some interesting stuff going on. Some parts of it were good, but there was, I thought there was just way too much going on in it.
It lasted forever. And, you know, I thought that there would be a, like a point to it and some kind of hook in it.
I want
to
hear it go.
I don't want that anymore.
That sounds like a killer's tune.
You know, I don't want elderly woman behind the counter in a small town, but I also don't want Talking Heads and David Bowie.
That was the beat, Talking Heads.
Yeah.
But, I mean, look, there's a text that said, great, can't wait for them to go back on tour.
Read the other ones.
But I think the 80s stuff, that was interesting to me. It just never came to something.
He should have been, Dance of the Clairvoyants. By the way, you can win a trip to go on tour with Pearl Jam. You and a guest will go coast to coast and see Pearl Jam in five cities. You can enter now at 933theplanetrocks.com. or the radio.com app for your chance to win the ultimate Pearl Jam experience. Prize includes airfare, hotel, tickets to all five shows, a backstage tour, tour merch.
But they might do that song.
And various other things.
Maybe.
New York, Nashville, Denver, L.A., and Oakland.
Yep.
And then the Bay Area and back down.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. Not Sacktown, though.
Like if, okay, so we're saying if that had been, like, let's say that was a Pearl Jam and that was a... you know, Tony Dudley and the Do-Rots from Anderson.
Yeah,
and,
Tony Dudley and the Do-Rots.
Would we have all been out?
Yeah, I would have been.
I would have been out.
Probably.
Not near. I let that song go a little bit before I made a decision on it.
But didn't you do that just because it's Pearl Jam?
Yeah.
Almost quit just now.
Sure. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You give it more of a leash because it's Pearl Jam.
Yeah, without question. And that's why something like that would get played. But with the brutally honest music review, it's... open up to any.
He's doing that.
It's open up to any unsigned band or musician or artist. Someone sent a great text, 6 o'clock hours, wanting to know, what if you're an instrumentalist? I'd say hire a singer.
Yeah, you better. You ain't Moby.
But you get, I mean, that's certainly up for grabs. It doesn't have to be rock music, it can be country, it can be hip hop, it can be. Gospel, bluegrass, whatever it may be.
Whatever, man, whatever.
We will play your music live on the number one. This isn't us. I mean, I'm saying it. I'm repeating what Nielsen says. The number one morning show in the South.
Hell yeah.
With everybody, except old women. Yeah. We're working on the 54-plus older ladies.
Yeah, the older dudes dig us now.
Older dudes are into us.
Yeah.
I love that. What's up, old dudes?
Older gentleman.
Hey, old lady.
Okay. Now, if you want to get your band or your music played on the Rise Guys Morning Show, all you do is text HONEST to 72341.
HONEST. It'll bounce you back a link. There's a few questions to answer and a link on that page to email us your song.
Okay.
Or if you just you want to take it upon yourself, email your song to therise guys@AOL.com.
Yes. And let's do it that way. And I will give you an update on the Twitter poll this whole thing is derived from. Paige has made some people believe her. The poll, do you believe Paige about the Noisemaker Muddy Dog toy fiasco? Now only 58% say absolutely not.
Oh,
what the blank.
Yeah, it's weird since we're not talking about it and the people voting now are, didn't hear it, they believe her more.
Yeah. Yep.
Well,
because the Facebook.com/RiseGuys poll, 63% don't believe her, 37% say they do believe her. But again, the numbers went up after we stopped talking about it when people who didn't hear it started voting.
Pearl Jam bailed you out.
Oh.
Thank you, Pearl Jam.
They started texting about how much they didn't care for that song.
I appreciate that.
I don't see it.
Paige, let's hear your noisemaker. Fat Boy, your noisemaker. That's his gong, Paige's Plan B whistle, and then I have my crow caller. I did this earlier. Brandon Lee's ghost showed up.
Yep, sure did.
And then nine. Oh, man.
Got the little flare on it on the bottom.
Later, we need to get a video of each of us demonstrating our noisemakers.
Yeah, man.
Let's see if I can do it hands-free.
Yeah, you can.
See that. All right. Let's talk about musical act number one. Fat Boy, tell us all about Revelator.
They're from Greenville, and their musical influences are Alice in Chains, Audioslave, and Foo Fighters.
Okay. The song that we're going to play by Revelator from Greenville is called Crusaders, and if they make it past all the noisemakers, we will be talking to their lead singer in a minute who can promote their website and their Spotify and their Shopify and their Reverb Nation and their Eventbrite and all that bull stuff.
All of them. Where are you guys playing? Where are you at? Where's EP at? Come on now.
All right. So, again, the music will play if everybody does not go out. So if it gets through without everybody going out, we'll bring the lead singer on to promote them. But if you hear this sound... If you hear this sound, if you hear this sound, or if you hear this sound, you know that we're out. All right, so here we go. From the band Revelator, the brutally honest music review, this is the song Crusaders. That is the band Revelator with the song Crusaders. Nine, you were out first.
I was.
Why? Why? Why?
Why? I love it.
Why?
Why? Something in it musically reminds me of the Red Hot Chili Peppers cover of Love Roller Coaster, which I do not like that song.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
Vocals are not good. The vocals are, I mean, there's very little vocal control going on. The vocals I would describe as unstable.
Why? Why? Why?
I like the music a lot, and it's not that it's a bad voice. It's just to work on it more.
Yeah,
to work on the vocals were not good.
Fatboy, you gonged out second. Why?
Yeah, I didn't know what he was saying. I don't know if he was actually saying words.
That doesn't matter.
Like I couldn't hear. Like I feel like you're trying to talk.
Yeah,
but nothing's coming out. Like you got gagged.
Yeah.
Okay. Goodness. And then Paige, you did your whistle.
Yeah, I did.
Why?
Well, you know, at the beginning, I kind of like the different guitar riffs that I thought it was interesting. But then towards the end, it just trailed off, and there wasn't anything interesting at the end of the song.
I saw Nine look at me, and I just want to remind you that just because I put it in my mouth doesn't mean I'm going to do anything with it.
I know, man. Dude, you know what? Luckily, I learned that.
I'm talking about my noisemaker, by the way.
I learned that 20 years ago. Damn.
I enjoyed.
When I was 15.
Yeah. I enjoyed the guitar. I enjoyed that funky sound to it. Like, it was a little reminiscent of the Chili Peppers, especially on the bass. I don't know if it's the processing or the recording. The lead singer, again, I couldn't understand a word he was saying. I know there was that echo Led Zeppelin effect added to it, maybe in recording. I was very, very close. But I was very intrigued to listen to it, too.
It was better than Pearl Jam.
Dude, take that.
Yeah, I mean, I'll give you that. It was. It was better than...
Like, I was over here all through Pearl Jam.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I thought, you know what? If the vocals had been better, I probably would have stayed in on it.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not a bad song at all. I didn't think the vocals were good.
All right, so 3 out of 4, that means that they... How will we do that? We'll keep them on to the end?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you want to.
Because we all may go out on the next one.
That's true. Okay. Yeah. All right, it's the Brutally Honest Music Review. If you're an unsigned band, unsigned artist, unsigned musician, and you have original music, you can text the word HONEST, HONEST, to 72341.
Why?
Because you want to get your music played on the radio for 800,000 people to listen to. Plus, that's not counting the podcast, because it will go on the podcast.
Heck yeah.
Which is like a what's the number they said the other day? A million?
Yeah, over.
Over a million a month?
That's how much they're making off it? Yeah, that's how you consent to go on the podcast when you submit.
Yeah. So even if you're not listening to this live, or you know, somebody you work with or a friend of yours or a family member that is a local artist, unsigned, tell them about this. We'd love to expose more. I ain't even played the music yet.
He's already.
He's out on you.
You're out on me talking?
I just can't stop playing with the siren.
Like mother, like son.
I love this stupid thing. If you want to be on the Brutally Honest Music Review, just go ahead and text HONEST.
Right?
HONEST to 72341, the CVM text line. If you're in a band, if you know a band, get them in on it.
That's what it's going to turn into. It's going to jump the shark.
There it is. It's going to be us noise making each other.
I'm over here doing sports.
Shut up, fat boy. Let's give you the Ric Flair. Shut up, fat boy.
Okay. Oh, the Brutally Honest Music Review. Song or band number 2, fat boy, is... It had an interesting name we talked about in the opener of the show. Plan B.
That's right, Plan B. Not named after the pill. They were formed in New York, relocated to Spartanburg for some reason.
Something tells me this isn't like a 4-piece band then.
No, I mean, their influences are 80s high air bands.
They didn't all move here together.
What do you mean high air?
High air?
Must have a typo.
Oh, you mean hair? Yeah, hair bands, okay.
The damn home rows stick sometimes.
Okay.
80s hair bands, Metallica, and Neil Diamond?
Yeah. Oh, great.
Nine hates Neil Diamond.
I do, but I really like Metallica, and some hair bands are good. Some.
Okay, so.
Cinderella.
Performing out of Spartanburg, South Carolina, the band Plan B. This is their song, Man in the Glass.
Whether I'm out or not. I'm staying in just to ask.
If Paige's dog is listening, please come into the studio and hit Fat Boy's goal.
Play, Diva. I'm begging you.
Okay. That's the band Plan B with the song Man in the Glass.
Dude, if that's supposed to be funny, I love it. If it isn't supposed to be funny, I'm sorry.
All right.
I love this bit.
I hit my crow caller first.
You heard it?
I'm a fan of wrestling. That sounded like anybody's theme song from like WCW Saturday Night.
Like early 90s.
Like that sounded like Man Called Sting a little bit. It sounded like Steinerline.
Steinerline!
And then like it sounded a little bit like early Twisted Sister. And like it's not Man in the Mirror, it's Man in the Glass. Who's the fairest of them all? I'm like, what the hell? Paige, you were brave to go out.
I can't hear any more Man in the Glass ever again. It's just, I've heard that too much.
It's a good answer.
Dude, if that's supposed to be, if that's supposed to be like a funny song, I get it. But if it isn't, man.
What do you think's funny about it? Like they're saying, look in the glass. You're not, I mean, you.
That was just the music. I mean, it was obnoxiously fun music.
This is better than Pearl Jam.
I like Andrew WK. You got to remember this. You remember individual taste here.
It sounded like Thurgood. I'm like, ooh, this is going to be like bad to the bone.
Man in the glass. Thurgood Marshall, man in maybe. Glass. Not George Thurgood.
My goodness.
That's a good song, man. That's what it makes.
I was sitting here laughing my ass off, so it put a smile on my face.
This is a TV. Yeah. This is a TV theme song.
Okay, so that means they both stayed in. So by proxy, we have to talk to both. I mean, we don't have to, but we're going to.
Yeah, we are.
So let's talk first to the lead singer of band number one, Revelator. It's John Rasmussen. Is that right, John Rasmussen?
Yes, Rasmussen, but close enough.
Rasmussen, right. Welcome, John.
So,
hey.
So what do you describe your sound as?
Kind of post grunge dad rock. we're in our 40s and we're playing music and it's kind of what we grew up with. So we're just playing what our influences are.
Yeah, you got a good drummer too, man.
And guitar and bass. Yeah. You're the lead singer,
yeah,
so
all the criticism was on me.
That's true. It was in the recording, right? Like you record it with that echo chamber or that kind of.
Yeah, we did a dual microphone setup, and yeah, that was intentional. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
I think you used this phone to record the song.
Did you record it on your speakerphone?
No.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, look, it sounded like, let me ask you this, like, you may not want to say because you've said your name and first name. It just sounds like a lot of drug influence in that.
There's not, but okay.
All right, well, perfect. So you describe it as dad rock, which means Fat Boys Nikes love it. They're really so into it.
That's why they were tapping.
There you go.
Well, look, I didn't go out. Let's say that. Tell everybody. Plus, what about this, John? We said it was better than the new Pearl Jam.
Yeah, that's a gotta compliment.
You can put that in advertising if you'd like to.
I'm sorry, you dropped out.
Tell everybody how they can find more information about the band Revelator and where they can see you perform.
Okay, great.
You going to be anywhere?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, we got you now. So,
dropped out. I'm sorry.
What's your website and all that stuff?
Our website is revelator.rocks, and we are at revelator.rocks on Instagram. We got a show coming up on February 9th at the Radio Room, playing with Salty Ray, Jackson Wise, and Karate Merde.
Yeah, ooh. Salty Ray's a good band.
Paige had a noisemaker. It sounded like karate. You should have heard it.
Yeah. Sorry.
All right. Well, congratulations to you, man. Not only did you make it through, but you got to promote your band and everything. So congratulations, John. Tell all the other band members, all the other members of Revelator, we said hey.
Okay. Will do.
All right. Thanks, have a good morning. Over and out. That's part of the worst part about doing this. It's like explaining to the people afterwards. But I didn't go out on that one. I did go out on the second band, which Fatboy stayed in on, Plan B. So on the phone right now is Patrick from the band Plan B. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What's your role in the band?
Lead singer, lead guitarist.
Okay. Lead singer and lead guitarist. All right.
Yeah, I play with my brother and my son. My son's on drums. Brother plays the bass.
Okay.
Mama sings
bass.
Yeah,
we're just about having fun. I mean, I'm glad that I amused you. It's all about having fun, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I was enjoying it. I didn't know. It's supposed to be fun, but it's supposed to be humorous.
Well, no, I wrote that song many years ago when I was playing out every weekend, and I had a young family, and I was looking in the mirror, and I said, some things got to change, and it was about being in a glass. I was drinking a bit, so it was a combination of what I was going through at that time.
Okay,
so it's looking in the glass, and you're talking about like a liquor glass, looking back at your reflection of why you're there. I get that now.
Okay, that makes sense.
But why are you talking to the mirror like you're the,
I was a cocky kid. I was, who's the fairest of them all? That was me.
Okay.
Look in a mirror next time instead of a liquor glass. You might actually see a better reflection. You were misjudging yourself.
I do now, sir, that's for sure.
All right, so
that was fun music.
Nine stayed in on it, and plus we also said on that one it was better than the new Pearl Jam, so that's kind of cool.
Compliment, definitely.
Well,
tell everybody, will Plan B be out on the road performing some live dates?
No, we're done. We pretty much just do private parties and simple things now.
Okay.
All right, perfect. Fatboy's got a birthday coming up next month.
I think he knows who he wants to play.
Yeah. He plays for privates.
And he can't get them, so it'll be Plan B.
Is there a website or anything that we can check out more information, Patrick?
I mean, we have our Plan B Buffalo Facebook page, and we got the rest of the album on Reverb Nation that you can find through there, a number of live cover songs, things like that.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you've made it easy for everybody to follow.
Yeah.
All right. Plan B, Patrick, the song was Man in the Glass over in Spartanburg. Thank you so much, Patrick.
Go Bills.
All right. For having me.
All right. You got it. Have a good morning, sir.
I want to walk in front of an explosion.
What is high hour bands? I meant to ask him that. You know what I think that we need to ask in the future when we do this for song lyrics? I want to read along. Because
then it would make sense.
Yeah, but then again,
it's the interpretation, though.
That's
right?
Exactly right. When you hear a song on the radio, you don't. I need to hear what they're saying and understand it.
And see, since it was a personal song, now I feel terrible for being a jerk and going out on it.
I thought it was funny. I'm a dick.
Yeah.
Yes, you are. One of the most critical I've ever met in my whole life.
No, that's the other thing.
All right, if you want to get your band in on the Brutally Honest Music Review or your musical act. Funny or serious, either way, you can text the word HONEST to 72341 or just visit 933theplanetrocks.com. We'll be back right after this.
Your phone is a radio.
I listen on the radio.com app.
Get the Rise Guys daily podcast and so much more.
The Rise Guys rock.
On the radio.com app.
Yes, yes.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
Download and listen free on your phone.
93.3.
The Planet
Rocks. Rise Guys morning show. Good morning to you. It is 8:38. Fatboy was just saying that the boss, Mark Hendricks, said he loved hearing the Brutally Honest Music Review.
Yeah. I'm glad it's back, guys.
Glad it's back.
Yeah.
You guys are brutally honest.
Like it.
What do you say about that? That's our review of the Pearl Jam song.
We'll be brutally honest about some things.
He said he heard it.
Yeah.
And we talked about him going skiing.
Oh. Speaking of honest, we did this in headlines yesterday, man, and this guy, so listen to this. This was in Michigan. A guy went and bought a secondhand couch at a Habitat for Humanity store.
Good for him.
You know, like a Goodwill, restore or whatever.
Bet he got a good deal on a nice, lightly used piece of furniture.
Bought it for $70. They had it for 3 weeks, and noticed something. One of the sofa cushions was a little uncomfortable. Uh-oh. So after 3 weeks, they unzip it, and his daughter-in-law pulls out a stack of cash, and then another one, and then another one, and a shocking amount of $43,170.
Man, okay.
The guy that found it, his name's Howard Kirby. He said for a hot second, he was tempted to keep the cash.
Oh, no.
But ultimately decided against it.
Oh, no.
He said, quote, what would Jesus do? Jesus would give it back to the rightful owner. Well, I say to you, Howard, Jesus was a carpenter. He would have made his own couch.
That's true. That's true. That's true.
Was there a lot of eyes on him? He had to give it back.
Okay. Just for, to quote the great preacher, why? Why would there... let me go on before we get into that. So
why?
Howard then contacts the Habitat for Humanity thrift store, who somehow... Now, I've donated a bunch of stuff to various thrift stores and things over the years.
Thank you.
You're welcome. They give me a blank receipt. Never is it itemized. But they somehow found the previous owners of the couch who said, oh, yeah, it was stashed in there by her grandpa. We didn't know it was in there.
Oh, they didn't know it was missing. They weren't looking for it. Never knew it existed.
So they give the money back.
Mm-hmm.
And I've looked at how many tabs I got open here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 7. 7 news stories. Not once does it says they gave him any of the money. Or nor did any of the reporters ask. That would have been the first thing I say.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. After they said that was their late grandfather's, did they offer you part?
A reward of some sort.
Did you get any?
Jesus would say, give him
10%. Yep.
Give an offering.
Yep. Yep.
So, fat boy, you unzip it.
Yeah.
And there it is. Old money, too. Like, grandpa's been dead for a while, so these are probably old presidents.
Mm-hmm.
Tiny faced. Ain't got strip in there. You know what I'm saying?
Ain't got nothing.
You know what I'm saying?
Honest to God, I would do what this guy did first and see legally if I had to.
You'd call Rob Inaria first?
Yeah, because this guy, a lawyer told him, you know, he could keep it. He didn't have to give it back. Yeah, I would have kept it. This guy is an absolute moron.
So he did contact the lawyer first?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, so, and the lawyer says you don't have to give it back.
Yeah, he had no legal obligation to return the money.
Is Howard, like, wealthy, this guy? Well, he bought a secondhand couch, but he gets
must
some,
be.
Some, right. Some of those eccentric millionaires will buy used furniture.
I hate to be judgmental, but it doesn't look like it.
And see, I can see where Fatboy's thinking. Maybe there was a robbery, and but if the bills aren't marked,
what?
Right?
Yeah, don't care. It should be like, if I found 43 grand in a couch, I'd be like, wow, it's my ticket to home ownership.
No yes. kidding. I would say, you know what? Good for you, Matthew. This is what you get for going and buying. Habitat for Humanity got $70 for nothing.
Yeah, they did. They already got a free 70. The people don't know it's missing. But it isn't bloodstained.
Right.
You're fine.
But I can see where the good person would think, well, what if this was saved for something important or... You know,
well, it wasn't important enough to not remember.
It wasn't important enough to take out of the couch.
It was an accident to donate that, and somebody's looking for it.
You ever accidentally give away 40 grand? No.
Never.
And they had no clue. They had no clue about the money. The guy's family, when they returned it. So at that point, the guy should be like, you know what? They don't know. I would give it back. It's mine.
They just assumed that their late grandfather was saving it in the couch cushions.
Yeah. And they're like, okay, cool, thanks.
Must have a trusted grandma.
I definitely would have given someone a reward for giving me the cash if it was given to me.
But if you forget we're on the radio right now, okay?
Okay.
I'll do something.
Pretend like the people downstairs. Forget we're on the air right now. They come walking in with the sign saying, on air, come walking right in. You open it, you bought this couch. Because obviously, I mean, if you buy a secondhand couch, you might be struggling a little bit. I don't know, maybe. And suddenly you
just found a real good one.
You find this money, your thought is to return it?
No, I'm going to think it's not real for some reason.
But let's say you verified.
Yeah.
You're going to return it? Like, is anybody in this room right now honestly going to look? I'll take off my damn glasses. Look me in the eye and tell me you're going to give it back.
Let me tell you something.
Tell me.
If you drop $5 out of your pocket right now, I'm going to step on that like I never saw it.
I believe you.
I would have called and I would have asked if somebody was looking for the money.
Why?
I wouldn't have disclosed how much money I found, but I would ask if somebody was looking for some money that was donated in an account.
Why? Okay.
Because
Paige, we did lose some money. How much was it? $43,000? We were looking for $43,000.
I see where you're getting, but I don't want that on my conscience thinking that somebody...
I had the money, but my dog just ate it, so I can't give it back to you.
Somebody could have gotten maybe something that was important to them. Maybe it was for a wedding they were saving. Or, you know,
maybe
you
Eva's
wonder.
Been tucking away some extra money to try to save.
She just moved.
The new dog toy.
She just moved her ass out.
She bought herself a house.
Okay. I really would like to talk about this further and also talk to you. Like, be honest with yourself.
What sucker he is.
What a dummy. What a moron.
Just don't need money.
A fool.
God.
1-800-774-0093. Like, be honest. Be honest. I mean, is he the goodest of Samaritans, or is he a dummy?
I mean, who's going to fault you for keeping that much? A couple grand, maybe. But 43 grand, you're like, I understand.
Dude's really, what if old Howard's really laughing his ass off because there's $500,000 in the couch and he gave him 43 grand back?
That's right.
We don't know. He could have found $500,000 and gave him 40 grand back. We can't say.
That's still a lot. I give you like 10 bucks.
Yeah, I'm giving him 10% of this back. Meanwhile, Howard's a millionaire.
Maybe a couple bands.
I wouldn't put it in the bank either. Somebody says, oh, sure as hell wouldn't put it in the bank. Well, no, duh. I wouldn't put it in the bank. I'd spend it 100 at a time.
Yes.
I know how to launder money, for God's sake.
You watch.
Okay. All right. 1-800-774-0093. We'll talk about it next. What would you do right after this? Morning, everybody.
Love stinks.
Get married on Valentine's Day with The Rise.
The official home of The Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite.
Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube.
You're locked into
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet. Rise.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 8:50. It's like evergreen material. I mean, it's like, oh, what would you do thing. Hi, it's John Quinones.
John Quinones, what are you doing?
This dude in Michigan buys a secondhand couch, a used couch from a Habitat for Humanity store. Paid $70 for it. So that means Habitat for Humanity got $70 for free. So they got $70. That's the charity. These people go home 3 weeks later, find something in the cushion, open it up. There's $43,000 in there.
Yep.
They call the thrift store. They somehow locate the original owners who say, oh, Grandpa must save this money. What a goop. What a dumb. What a dummy. I hope for these moments.
You know what happens on the flip side, too? Somebody, you've heard this before, will lose a phone, or they'll see somebody pick it up if they forgot it, and then they'll confront them.
Oh, yeah.
But they'll act like they didn't pick it up.
Yeah.
So you either got people that are really honest, or you really got really skeevy scammers.
Yeah, you do.
Skeevy scammers.
It's a new segment. We bust them.
Skeevy scammers. Nine, you said you would not, you would take the money.
Yeah, man. Again, as I said, it would be my ticket to home ownership, and it would.
Yeah, I absolutely would. Now, what at night, would I probably start to feel bad a little bit? Yeah, I would probably, help out one of the $19 a month charities or something.
Yeah, buy a turkey for the hobos.
Yeah, it's either I'm going to help out the cold dogs, or I'm going to help out any of the charities that, you know, early on in the year they'll hit you with a $19 a month commercial.
Yeah,
me too.
But absolutely, right. But Paige kind of you never truly said what you would do.
I would call to see if somebody was looking for the money. And if the person knew the amount of the money, then I would return it. But if they didn't, I would keep it.
Man.
See, that's the thing. They were not aware of this. They say, apparently Grandpa died. They donated a lot of his furniture. Imagine this. They probably had it at a yard sale. It just didn't sell.
Man, I'm not used to hearing people that, you know, don't go through the house of somebody that died and just pick through everything.
Let's go to Goodwill and start opening all the books and shaking them.
I do now.
Ripping over the back of paintings and see if people have hid money and bonds and stock papers and stuff.
Like I've jewelry we found in different things that people have just trashed because they think it's grandmother's not important stuff.
God bless. Let's talk to Anonymous, who bought something at a thrift store and found something mysterious inside. Good morning, Anonymous.
Hey, good morning, guys. Tickle it,
guys. What did you purchase at a thrift store?
Well, I was actually on tour with my dub reggae band at the time. This is a few years back. And we were in Atlanta, and we were low on cash. Atlanta. I was low on cash. And somebody had actually stolen my bag with all of my stuff in it at the last show we were at. I left it backstage, and it got gone.
Yeah. Aww.
And I was like, guys, I got to get a new bag. And they were like, all right, well, you know, there's a Goodwill or this thrift store down the road. You know, we can all go. So the whole band goes, and I go, and I find a cool bag, you know?
Like a got backpack?
On it.
Like a backpack?
No. It was like a pulley thing, you know? Yeah. It was like, it had wheels, and it was cool. It was nice.
Oh, okay.
Well, I buy it for $450 or $475, something like that. I remember it was under $5. And, so I get on the bus, and we're heading down the road, and you know, I'm putting the new stuff I just bought in the bag from the thrift store, and I noticed that there was, like, another zipper in the back part of it, and I was like, oh, cool, it, like, that must be where, you know, you put your nice stuff or whatever, and I unzipped it, and I started smelling something really strong.
Uh-oh. Was it a used couch? A used couch was in the bag?
Well, let's just say I was somewhat of a connoisseur of, at the time of herbals, and it
was
had
weed in the bag.
Pungent smell, and I fished all the way down and around in the bag, and there was about somewhere around 40 grams of some super hydroponic chronic. And it wasn't.
What are the odds that the guy on tour with a reggae dub band would go to a Goodwill and buy a bag that had reefers in it?
A connoisseur of using too many words.
I really walked out into the area where the rest of the band was, and I held up the giant bag of chronic, and literally everyone fell down and started rejoicing the thrift store find.
It's
of
the manna from the gods.
It is.
Wonderful story.
We were so broke. We were so broke, and of course we were running low on herb. We were on the road.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
And what's up with the reggae dub band now? Is that still a thing?
It was until our lead singer got arrested for
donating weed to Goodwill.
Yeah, well, no, he was trying to make some money on the side, and it didn't work out. So.
Oh, I see. No prostitution. Okay. Yeah. Oh, I understand.
Right.
Thank you, Anonymous. Have a good morning.
Thank you.
I wonder if Goodwill or whatever would have a problem with us going in and just unzipping all the couch cushions and flipping over the books and all that stuff.
Well, you got to look and see what's in there.
But you know this well as anybody, Matt. Ain't a couch cushion in a thrift store in America ain't been opened up in the last couple of days as this story spreads.
Well, that's true because you don't want anything gross in there when you're trying to sell it.
I'm talking about my customers looking for money, Paige, like us.
Well, yeah, but usually they go through that stuff, I can tell you.
Yeah.
That's why the 43 grand was left in the couch, because they went through it and said, oh, it's supposed to be there.
Well, yeah, you're supposed to get a knife and cut it. That's what robbers do in movies. They slice open the couch looking for it.
But
they
slice open the mattress. You don't want someone's like dried out food or anything in that. You know, you always go through and clean things out, especially furniture.
Well, the money in their weed, though, is different.
You clean it before you donate it?
Well, most of the time. But you know how couches are, where you find pieces.
If I donate a couch, it's because
like
I sat down on it without any underwear. We'll take a break. We'll be back right after this.
The Rise Guys all morning.
I think those guys are absolutely crazy.
93-minute rock blocks all day.
Good stuff all day.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.